G'day, guys. Welcome back to Dylan Friends. Oh, yes. There's plenty going on. So good to be back. I'm not back from anywhere, but I'm actually in Sydney at the moment, which has been awesome. I love getting up here as much as I can. I'm up here actually for more business than pleasure, unfortunately. The weather's actually a lot better in Melbourne, but as I said, it's always good to be back in Sydney, catching up with a few of the boys when I can. But yeah, I'm up here just catching up with Den and Kem from Bloke in a Bar, Stocks, and the guys from Diamantina Network, and also a couple of other friends up here as well, which has been cool to finish off the year. And yeah, it's been crazy. I just can't believe there's like two or three or four weeks left of the year. It's just absolutely nuts, which has been, yeah, it just crept up on us so quickly. So I thought, better get up here, finish off the year that was and set some goals for next year, which is crazy. And yeah, there's just so much going on at the moment, which we'll talk about. I'll give you a bit of an update into my life. To be honest, I'm using this as nearly a bit of a record to myself to just sort my own life out. Like, I feel like at the moment, when you've just got so many things going through your head, I'm just like, what the fuck am I actually doing? I actually have no idea. I really have no idea. I went through a stage last night where I was like, does anyone even like this podcast anymore? Should I just quit? This is weird. That stopped straight away. But like, I don't know. Sometimes when I get busy, the weirdest shit just goes through my head. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what am I doing? And I hope other people can relate to that. I think people, you know, will. I think it happens to everyone. And sometimes it's good just to reflect and sit down and chill. And yeah, like we're having actually on Wednesday next week, we're going to sit down with Sam Bonza, you know, producer, and Sam Dalton, who's another absolute legend who's coming to work with us at Producey, to just have a planning day. Because I don't know, like I look back at this year and it's just gone so quickly, and the show's grown into, you know, so many different assets. But I just want to make sure that we're staying true to what the show is and just continue to get it better and always be, you know, have innovation and do new things, but always keeping that core focus of what the show is. And that's for Dylan Friends and List Cloggers and just everything I'm doing. So I think this year for me has been one of those ones where you just say yes to everything and you do it and give it 100%. But now there is probably that little bit of me that I'm just like, I just need to slow down a bit and make sure that I'm on task and doing the things that I want to do. So yeah, it'll be really exciting to sit down and do that next week and come up with some ideas for next year. But like, I know we haven't even finished this one yet, but I'm so excited for next year and everything we have got planned. If there's any feedback that you want to see next year or things that you want to change or keep the same, please let us know, because we'd love to hear as much feedback as we can. And again, I do say this a lot, but I like, please don't think that I'm just saying it for no reason. Like, without you guys listening, guys and girls listening, this would not be a thing. So like, I literally cannot thank you all enough for your eyes and ears in 2021. And I'm sure I'll thank you again, but just wanted to make sure that you realize how much you know you all mean to me and how much the support means the world. So yeah, plenty to get through. So jumping to the next thing, hopefully this is the last time you ever hear me talk about this, and I'm sure you're sick of it as I am as well, but the marathon is imminent. It is imminent. It is coming on Sunday. Mixed emotions. Like, I'm so excited for it. I think the weather's going to be about 30 degrees and like sticky heat, so I'm a little bit nervous for that, but I just want to get it done. It's just like, I'm just riddled with anxiety at the moment. It's not about time for me. Like, I'm not trying to win a world record. I'm not trying to like go as fast as I can. I just want to get it done. And I think, like, we spoke about this maybe in a few episodes ago, but like, I've found that it's been so good for me to do something like this. Like, I never thought I'd push myself and do something that is so out of my comfort zone, but in a way I've absolutely loved it. Just the clarity it's given me, the running, and found a new love for it, but also just having a goal and working towards it. I know it's like the most cliche thing in the world, but setting goals, working towards it, having that carrot to chase has been so good for me to just break up my weeks and really just, yeah, focus on something that has nothing to do with work, but this is just purely 100% for me, which has been cool, and I really want to keep it up. I haven't even finished this one yet, and ask me this question in a week's time, the answer might be different, but I was even looking up, like, when's a Boston Marathon? When's a New York Marathon? When's a Tokyo Marathon? I'd love to just, you know, maybe, like, just try and do one a year. Like, who knows? Hopefully the borders open again one day, and we can do it, and yeah, it'd be really cool. So maybe that's something that we might see happening in the future. Some people have been saying to me it's like a midlife crisis thing. Like, at this stage, maybe that is true. That probably is really relevant. Because I can definitely feel like that at some stage. But yeah, just about the marathon, like, obviously Sunday morning, starts at 6 a.m, hopefully get it done within that 4-hour period. But yeah, like, the biggest thing for me is just like, I'm eating so much carbs this week. I'm just trying to fuel my body with as much carbohydrates as I can. The old carbo load, which sounds really good, but it's actually quite hard. I'm not a massive eater. So just been trying to smash my water and, you know, using like heaps of hydrolytes, heaps of those Voost things, which have been really cool to get as hydrated as I can. And I've got like my nutrition for the day sorted. Like, I did this 10K run last week for the 2XU wellness run. It was just a little 10K that we did to warm up for next week. And if anything, it did give me a lot of confidence, just like the fun run. For anyone out there who's ever done a fun run or marathon or half marathon, the vibe is so good. And you're running with other people, the roads are closed, there's music blaring, and it is fun. So, like, it's very different to just running by yourself, obviously, which I'm excited for the marathon day. Like, you know, that's going to be times 100. It'll be really cool to see everyone out there. And obviously, you know, we've had a bit of a team through List Cloggers and Dylan Friends as well to get out there. So please, you know, if you are running the marathon, make sure you come meet us. We're going to post on our, you know, Dylan Friends and List Cloggers socials where we'll be meeting before the marathon and also after the marathon for a beer with you all. So yeah, it'd be sick to see you there. And if there's someone there that wants to help me run through, it'd be good. I think I'm going to need to talk to some people to distract me throughout the race, which, as I said, is going to be really challenging, but really, really looking forward to it, which will be really cool. Thought I'd talk about my Spotify Wrapped this week. It is honestly my favorite time of the year. Like, I don't know, for some reason it just gets me up and about. Like, I love knowing, you know, going through the whole thing, and it plays everything. Take you through my top five. I've got two songs. Like, I didn't think that I liked country music that much, but I've got two songs by Tyler Childers in my, like, top six, I think it is. No, top one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, in my top six. And that is genuinely from Yellowstone. Like, that is what this show has done to my life. I know you guys are sick of me talking about it. I'm sick of hearing myself talk about it. But yeah, like, it's given me a newfound love for country music, which I genuinely did not think that that song would be my number one song. But apparently it is, so can't complain. It's called Feathered Indians by Tyler Childers. Number two was Arlo Parks' Angel Song, which is just a beautiful song. If you like soft, sort of sad music to cry to, you know, definitely check that one out. That's gonna make you cry. I love crying, so that one is there. Number three was Slow Burn by Casey Musgraves. That's another one that is a big crying, a big Yellowstone song. Like, it's just that country feel. This one was a bit random. I didn't think it would be this high, but Gang Gang with Lil Wayne, Polo G. Good song, like it. Didn't think it would be that high. Must have blasted it a bit. And then number five is Ottolenghi Luokana. Like, this song has been in my top five for the last 3 years, so I've really got to start getting over that one. But yeah, to make out that, round out that top 10, we had another Tyler Childers song, which is Lady May, Cooks by Still Woozy, Discipline by Gangstar, Spiders by Illa J, and Numbers on the Brain by Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn, who are obviously, like, my, you know, favorite couple artists. Like, for people out there who haven't heard of Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn, they were my number one artists. So they were the songs, you know, that I just spoke of. They were the songs, but my number one artist was Frankie Stu and Harvey Gunn, who were, I don't know how, but they're still so small, like, in comparison to a lot of these other artists that we, you know, that I have in there. So I love them. I've got, you know, two of their vinyls, and I really, really can't wait to, I don't know if they're ever going to be touring. Hopefully they are, but would love to see them live. Love their music. It just, you know, hits me in the feels, which has been really cool. But what I'll even do is I'm going to save that, and I will link the link to my Spotify top 100 in the episode show notes, so that everyone's got that and you can check it out and, you know, see what you think. But yeah, it was cool. Like, I feel like I just really blasted just a lot of music this year, and nothing really surprised me besides Tyler Childers being my number one. But it must have been just a big Yellowstone binge that I was really, really getting around. As I said, I'm in Sydney at the moment, finishing off a couple of things for the year. I just always love getting up here. I'm going to try and have a swim in the ocean and catch up with everyone. But it just made me realize how pumped I am for a holiday. I'm actually coming back to Sydney over the break. I'll be here for New Year's with Jazz, and we'll get away and, yeah, just relax for a few days. I do really want to just try and turn my phone off for a few days over the Christmas break and just do our thing and just really just slow down, I think. Even on the plane today, I realized, like, how good it is to not have your phone for a bit. And obviously you're in the air, so you don't have reception, but it's really good. If you told me to turn my phone off, I couldn't. But when it's not there, it's good. It's like when I'm on the couch, like, watching TV or a movie, and my phone runs out of battery, and I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, that's great. Like, I don't even want to put it on charge. Like, but I would never turn it off. So I think I've just got to find that power in myself to try and turn my phone off a little bit more, or just let it run out of battery. But yeah, as I said, coming to Sydney over the break, which would be cool. Then I'm going up to Echuca, which, for people who don't know, is, like, on the Murray River. My partner and her family go up there and have a boat, and we love, you know, getting up there and having a ski and a wakeboard. And over the break, which I'm really pumped, like, funny story, Jazz and I actually first started dating, like, 11, 12 years ago. I actually asked her to be my girlfriend at Echuca. So we do love that spot. And yeah, always love getting up there in early Jan to just get out in the water. It is a very beautiful place. It's just got a lot of memories there for me, so I bloody love it. And then my best mate's getting married, Brock, and his partner Jackie getting married in January, on January 6th, and I'm the best man. So I haven't even, I've given a lot of thought to it, but I haven't written anything down yet because it's, you know, I've got to make a best man speech. I am a very emotional person, and I just don't know if I'm going to be able to even talk about anything. To give context, I think my tears are starting to lose, currency because, they just come too much. But I think I, cried presenting him his 150th jumper for a local football club. So how do you think I'm going to go at a fucking wedding when it's actually, you know, about some serious things, which, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to have to, I don't know what I'm going to do. Really have to practice, that's for sure, and get that out properly. But yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really excited. I think, you know, when you go to weddings for people that you really love and care about and you know a lot of people there, it's just going to be such an awesome event. So cannot wait for that one, which will be huge to do. And yeah, what else? So we've got that planning day next week for Dylan Friends 2022, which will be big. So as I said before, let us know if there's anything you want us to look at for that. But yeah, the last couple of weeks have been a bit different. We did Julian Moosey, who is a, you know, a friend of mine for a few, you know, a long, oh God, how long? Probably 46, 6 or 7 years now. I've known him and on and off about, you know, business and stuff, and been a really good guy for me to learn off, and have absolutely loved what he's done with his businesses. So it was awesome to catch up with him a couple of weeks ago. You know, if you do like business, definitely have a listen to that podcast from Moosey. And then caught up with Clayton Oliver last week, who I didn't know Clayton. I didn't know him at all. He was super keen to come on the show, which was awesome. I was so happy to have him on, and yeah, talk about the Melbourne flag and winning the grand final, and you know what his goals are and what he wants to sort of get out of footy, which would be big. You know, I'm not breaking any news here, but easily one of the best players in the AFL. And it's so funny, I've played footy before and I forget sometimes that I actually did play AFL. He's so big. I forgot how big these guys were. And I look at myself, I'm like, how did I even do that, man? I don't even want to bump into someone these days without having a bruise. I think I've just found a newfound respect for AFL players and how hard that role is. Because as I said last week, I think, you know, I came up to Sydney a few weeks ago and ran with a few of the Giants guys, and they just absolutely smoked me. They are on another level. It is another level of running. Even though I'm doing a marathon, I'd still rather do that than do an AFL preseason. It's just, that's how hard it is. It is really, really, really difficult. Next few episodes, Mark Murphy coming in to get his pod done. I just love Murph so much, and obviously played a big role in my career. And I think this episode will be really insightful for a lot of AFL supporters, but in general, Carlton supporters that have known Murph over his career and, you know, what he's had to go through. As good and incredible as his career has been, unfortunately, he didn't get that on-field success towards the end that we were all hoping, and I think a lot of Carlton fans were hoping. But yeah, just his positivity and what he's, you know, sort of gone through, self-sacrifice, and what a lot of people wouldn't know that he's done behind the scenes. I think you'll find out a lot more about that. And yeah, I think it'll be really, really good insight into his career and the type of person he is and the type of leader he is, because he's an absolute star of a bloke and loved coming in. So I can't wait to release that one on Monday next week. But yeah, I think, to be honest, there's a few other little episodes bobbling around. I'm really still keen to get Lucas Herbert in, but we've got the Dylan Friends BNF to come. So last year we did a bit of a vote for everyone on, you know, your favorite episodes of the year, and we'll get those people in the studio, do a bit of a recap, which will be awesome. We're teaming up with CoinSpotter that again, and they're going to do something really, really cool for the winner's charity, which we'll announce shortly. But yeah, I even want to get a few of you guys in the studio, so if you want to, make sure you let us know. We'll be running something really soon to show your interest in coming in, because for that episode, you know, I want to get a few of you in to, you know, have a chat about the year, get your opinions on the year that was, debrief it, and get you in the studio on the show live. So yeah, I can't wait to involve you on that one. But yeah, besides that, there's heaps of little things happening, and yeah, really excited to sort of, as I said, you know, finish off this year and go harder and harder and harder next year, because yeah, it's hard work is any work is everyone works hard. It's just been a really enjoyable year, and I've learned an absolute bucket load, and there's so much more to learn, which would be sick. But yeah, I think minus the whole COVID situation, one of the goals was to always have you guys involved a lot more. So getting you in the studio, you know, even for watching and all those sort of things, can't wait to bring more of that in 2022, which would be cool. Things I've been listening to, I watched those series last time. I haven't really found anything new again, but one podcast I did binge actually on the plane up, and I do know these boys, Robbie Hicks and Lockie Bradford from Funny Business. They've got a really cool podcast, and you know, they speak to a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners and anyone and everyone. And I found theirs really interesting this morning. I listened to, you know, one of their little snippet podcasts. They're quite, some of them are quite short, but they're just really snack bites to just sort of consume, which I loved. So yeah, if you like your business and want to learn a bit more about it, definitely check out their stuff. They're doing some really cool things, and they're just, you know, good dudes. So make sure you check them out. But besides that, fam, next goals for everything is genuinely just you know, finishing off the year. It's such a I don't know if I'm tired or I just know the finish line is there. I think that if you didn't know that it was the end of the year, I'd just keep punching. But you can sort of see now that it's like, oh my God, just getting to Christmas Day is so close. And I think it's like tiring me out thinking about all that stuff that we need to do and catch up with people. It's sort of scaring me a little bit. But I'm also really excited just to put the feet up and really chill out and zone out for a couple of weeks, which will be awesome. So doing that, but I can't do that until the marathon is complete. So that's my number one goal, getting that done. And then chilling out. But yeah, that's about it. It's all going well. Love you all. Can't thank you enough for everything. You're just incredible. You never cease to amaze me. Whenever I think we've got a good community and amazing people that listen, like, you just go that next level again. And yeah, I really, really can't thank you enough for everything. So tune in. Love you.